Be in the mix on mix938.com. Real mix, real you.
Right.
You're all doing well. I have a gorgeous lady with me sitting here. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for having you here with us. Tasty Nation, tell us a bit more.
Tasty Nation is a newly opened quick service restaurant. That's an industry term. We call it QSR.
Okay.
In Chili Lane Shopping Centre, we serve traditional South African foods.
Okay, when you say traditional, do you want to iterate a bit more on that?
So, everything from a mutton curry from KZN to a butter chicken or a Gatsby from the Western Cape.
Oh, wow.
To mahodu and samp and ntloko for the African market.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so how did you go about starting this? Where did it all start for you?
We're a long-standing business. We've been supplying the hot food counters in retail stores for over a decade.
Okay.
And the logical next step for us was to open our own outlet and make ourselves known to the consumers who've been eating our foods for years and didn't know that they were eating our foods.
Fantastic. Okay, so obviously you're from Durbs.
I am, yeah.
All right, so you've obviously got a Tasty Nation there.
No, this is our pilot store.
Is this your pilot? Yes, that's correct. You said that now.
It is,
so this is like a brand new pilot store.
Brand new. It's our little baby, still in nappies, yes.
Okay, fantastic. So what do you want to share with the listeners out there? Obviously, I think, you know, housewives are chock full of cooking, especially after COVID, because that's all we did.
We are, yes.
Yes.
I think the message would be, you know, we've identified a gap in the market.
Okay.
Not to say anything about your regular burger joint, but I think that there's absolutely an opportunity for home-cooked foods ready for busy people on the go, you know. And we're not talking about something necessarily that you would pick up from a supermarket and warm in the microwave. We're saying you can order it on Mr. D or Uber Eats and have it delivered to you hot and ready to...
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, hot and ready to eat. You know, feed your family with no guilt as if you'd spend 2 hours cooking a stew on the stove.
Put it in a Pyrex dish and then let your mother-in-law know.
So, yeah, I mean, we're doing something very different. It's bold and brave. Certainly, we know that there is a space for it in the market, but we need to make ourselves known now to the people, to the residents in this area before we start branching out into other areas. So this is a first store. We're testing out what that menu looks like. What do people want to eat? How do they want to eat it? What do they want to pair it with? What portion sizes do they want? If they're feeding a family or a single person. So lots of changes happening every week here in our store. But going into winter, we're seeing a lot of excitement about real comfort foods.
Yes.
Available to grab quickly during your lunch break or to take home for dinner. We're very excited. We also sell our frozen. Our meals are available. Selected meals are available as a frozen offering.
Okay.
In our store and in Pick and Pay stores. And that's a great thing. Also,
and it's Pick and Pay stores right across South Africa.
Across the country, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And what is your favorite meal?
Depends on the day
it's like
of the week.
Somebody says to me, like, what's your favorite song to perform? Like, what, you've got to have a specific...
Well, I mean, I'm a Durban girl, so I love a mutton curry.
Yeah,
I love a mutton curry with a roti.
Yes.
In our quick service restaurant, my current favorite would be off our shisa nyama offering, and it would be a beef short rib with pap and tomato relish, and I would add some
that's
spinach
like
to it.
That's such a South African
that's
meal.
That's what I had for lunch yesterday. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's my
fantastic.
Absolute favorite at the moment, but, you know,
okay. And a question now. Obviously, vegetarians, do you cater for them? I know you want to shoot me for that question.
I do. The answer right now is no. We don't cater well for vegetarians, but it's something that we're working on because there is clearly
so like
need.
A lack of veggie lasagna or...
Well, what we're working on is a veggie version of a butter chicken. So
oh,
a vegetarian butter chicken sauce with chickpeas and spinach and butternut. So it's in the works.
Let me know when you've got it.
Time.
No, I'd love that. I'd love that. Alrighty. So is there any shout outs that you'd like to shout out there for anybody listening that you would know is listening?
Just to the amazing team at Tasty Nation. We have makes such a great experience in the store. We have the friendliest, most energetic staff team. It's really something to be experienced. So and a small team, just 8 of us in there. And so to them, this is for them. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now one last question. How do you find you know, the difficulties after COVID? You know, we with everything, obviously we've got modern technology, we've got online media spaces. What are you finding is the biggest challenge that you face?
I'll tell you the challenge, but also the upside of that.
Okay.
And how we've circumnavigated it. So the challenge is getting people to come into store, because there's this massive online shopping world now. So whether it's groceries or meals, hot meals.
Yes.
So, you know, we've invested a lot of time and money, quite honestly, creating a beautiful space, a beautiful urban space to eat traditional foods in. And so it's the difficulties in getting people to come and experience the space. So the food is one part of it, and you want them to experience the vibe, the people, the environment. So that's a difficulty. But by the same token, the upside of that is just making sure that we're on the online platforms that they're ordering on. Because then you're picking up a customer who you know is not going to come into the store anyway, so you make yourself available to them.
Okay, fantastic. Alrighty, well, we hope you have a wonderful day. We're going to be heading out some music. Thank you so much. Got a little bit of Dire Straits coming your way, and tons more music, so stay tuned right here on Mix 938, and we'll be taking you away on another journey somewhere in Pick and Pay here at Chili Lane. Thank you, Cornell. Can you hear me, Cornell? What now? Are you saying bye? Okay, bye, Cornell. All right, if you've tuned in, why don't you give us a message on 0848220938 and let us know what do you think about it, and why aren't you here at Chili Lane? Let's head on out to that music break.
This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.